I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare.
Well, today we're talking about body composition analysis, BCA. It's one of our diagnostic tools that we do on every new patient that comes in at the Prather Practice.
So it's definitely one of my favorites.
One of your favorites. So what is body composition analysis?
Well, it's a means of, it kind of describes itself. Uh-huh. What is your body made of?
Uh-huh.
So doing a nice analysis along that those lines, just to see how the whole body is kind of put together, what's going on what makes you up.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, divides you up into the different areas, gives us a reading on some of your electrical conduction, the water percentage. The patients are like, you got all that information from that quick little test.
Uh-huh.
They're kind of blown away.
Right.
But it gives me a real good handle on where we are with the patient, where we need to go right at the beginning. That's one of the first things that I get. Matter of fact, we get that before I actually even see the patient. That way I can go in, know what I'm expecting, what kind of state of health the person is in, and really gets me geared to what the patient is going to need.
What they're composed of, huh?
What they are composed of, yes.
Well, why is it important? Why is the BCA important?
Well, it really tells me, you know, the total situation of where your health is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in other words, first I'm, we're going to find out the particulars. What is the physiology? What are the structural changes? You know, the structure function aspect. But this kind of gives you a grade. You know, there's a lot of different types of tests out there, but what can you do really quickly, you know, to say, hey, you know, you're an A, B, C, D, E, F.
Oh, I already feel the pressure.
Well, you know, I love it because it just really gets me geared to where the patient is. Some of the patients, you know, when I start to go over it, say, maybe I don't want to know this.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
The patients say,
yeah. Especially when we get to the fat percentages.
Mm-hmm.
They say, now you're going to keep this to yourself, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, put it under lock and key.
Right, right. And, you know, some of the people are going, I had one lady just yesterday that we did a body composition analysis on, and she came in and she said, boy, you know what? When she first came in, you know, I'm just getting checked out. I want to see how everything's going.
Mm-hmm. See how her health is.
How things are going. And she wasn't really telling us all the problems.
Mm-hmm.
And we went ahead to the body composition analysis, and I started to talk to her about everything that I found. And she almost teared up because she says, well, I've been to so many doctors, and I feel so terrible, but everybody says I'm fine. That when I say I feel I'm terrible, I feel like, you know, the doctors are judging me.
And she's, are they not
that
listening?
That she's being, hypochondriac.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I told her, you know, what I found on the body composition analysis before I had done anything else. And I said, you know, you feel really, really tired, don't you? She says, I'm exhausted all the time. And I said, well, from the body composition analysis, I can tell you're in chronic fatigue.
Mm.
You know, you have a chronic fatigue diagnosis from that body composition analysis. And she goes, oh, you're absolutely right. She says, what are we going to do about it? I said, we need to find out why. These are the tests we need to do. Let's do some discovery and then take it from there.
Okay? And that body comp analysis
right.
was able to show you a lot of that.
And then she really opened up and talked about how she was really feeling.
She was probably afraid that you're going to say, oh, you're just fine.
Right. And she'd heard that from three other doctors that, oh, you're just fine.
Uh-huh.
And she says, I'm not fine. There's something wrong.
Right.
But she didn't want to tell me that because she didn't want to be labeled as a complainer.
Right.
And I tell people, no, I want to know what all your problems are. I want to know, I don't want you just to... I don't want you just coming in being... I want you to be positive, but I don't I want you to actually explain to me all the things that are going on. So this really opens up a dialogue on where we are. You know, sometimes I get a man, I says, wow, you know, this is a really good specimen. Mm-hmm. You know, they're doing fantastic. You know, let's just do the, let's
you
do
mean
a wellness.
Human specimen?
Yeah. I mean, they, you know, I get them in where, wow, you know, this
you're quite a human specimen.
Yeah, things are really, you know, checking out really well on you. Uh-huh. So I expect pretty good numbers. I still want to do, you know, a lot of testing just to get baselines. Mm-hmm. You should have that done at least once a year, you know, thorough.
To know where you're at.
Yeah, thorough blood work, everything like that. But I know I'm not really going to have problems with this patient.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the body composition analysis tells me exactly where we are before we even begin.
That's very interesting. And gave her hope, probably.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. It wasn't a negative type
knows,
of thing.
Someone
right. Somebody understands where I'm at and that, you know, I need some help.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing that's nice is you do understand, and not everybody knows your story. And if you're a new radio listener, we'll have to tell your story again soon.
Right.
But you had a thyroid condition.
Graves' disease.
You're 17, 18 young. You know what it's like to feel like you're going to die.
Yes. Actually, I was going to die.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So sometime, hold on there, radio listeners. You'll get hear the story.
Yes.
Dr. Prather's story. So the body comp analysis, the BCA, is it difficult to do?
No, that's one of the things that all the patients say is, oh, you know, that was just probably didn't from bringing in the machine to getting done, it takes about 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a little sticky on your ankle and your wrist.
You have to lay down.
Yeah, you have to lay down. You know, life is tough. And but it's a very, very easy, quick, definitely non-painful check,
yep,
which is always great.
Uh-huh.
So it's a really great little test, and people like to have that to be done and see how they're improving.
Yeah, there's just a couple pads on your ankles and two on your wrists, and
right.
You have to lay there and be still.
Oh, no, that's tough. There are some patients where it's not. No, you got to be still. No, you got to stop talking.
But not for very long. You have to stop talking. So, talk about the accuracy of the BCA.
The accuracy on the BCA for most things is sort of a gold standard.
Mm-hmm.
Like the percentages of water fat, I mean water fat body is within 2%.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's a very, very accurate type of machine. It's absolutely accurate on what we call the phase angle, which is some of the electrical current we measure. So it's an extremely accurate and, you know, it is used in research.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a research quality instrument, and so it's a very dependable gold standard type of diagnostic
tool. Yeah, when
tool.
You say gold standard, what does that mean? You say
gold standard.
Within 2%.
Yes, okay. There are gold standard diagnostics that's basically proven beyond a shadow of a doubt,
mm-hmm.
And this is one of the gold standards.
Wonderful.
For diagnostics.
So let's talk about what is measured. What are you looking for on the BCA test? What is measured? Let's start there.
Sure. Well, of course, it calculates your BMI. It gets
which
the
is body mass index.
Body mass index. The percentages of your water, fat, bone, muscle.
Wow.
And divides that all up. And then it also does something called a phase angle. And the phase angle is the electrical current around the cells. So it really does an amazing job. You know, when it says body composition analysis, I completely know the basic makeup of your body.
Mm-hmm. So the BMI, body mass index.
Body mass.
Body fat percentage.
Right.
Your water, how well your water is moving between the cells. Is
yes,
that it?
Intracellular,
in and out of the cell?
Extracellular, and then the total water percentage of your body,
and then the phase angle, which is
phase
very
angle, and
important.
Then also your bone and muscle makeup.
Okay, well, when we come back, we're going to break those down and talk about them specifically.
All right.
So more on the body composition analysis.
Good job.
you can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Why did you incorporate massage into your practice?
I believe that massage is an extremely important part of one's wellness, health regimen. It's something that everyone should have done at least once a month, if not more often, just to maintain a good, healthy type of a program in their system. As you work with the muscles and the soft tissue, you can actually create a tremendous amount of changes that occur. There are hormonal changes, there are physiological changes on balance. It's a very important part of one's health and wellness.
Yeah, it's much more than just feeling good. Well, it feels good, yeah. It's a lot more. What types of massage services do you do at your office?
Well, interestingly enough, there are a lot of different ways that massage actually can be involved in someone's health. And people don't realize how many types of massage there actually are. Mm-hmm. There's lymphatic, there's muscle, there's deep muscle, there's reflexology, there's electromagnetic, there's neurological, there's ones that can actually wake you up, some that can relax you, some that can balance out your emotional states. So there's a tremendous amount of different types of massage that can be affected on your system.
And who would benefit from massage?
Everyone. But if you have tight muscles, and I'm sure most people out there don't, a higher than average stress level, then massage can really prolong your life, reduce your blood pressure, increase your chances of preventing cardiovascular and cancer. Especially if you're in a high stress position, definitely take the time out for massage.
Here we have member pricing for our spa services for once a month massage at $59 a month.
Wow.
Which is great.
That is good.
Our massage therapist, we have from 11 years experience to 25 years experience with our massage therapist. So, yeah. And there's nowhere else in town that you can get that kind of quality, you know, massage for that price.
It is a medical level massage at a that's a very good price.
$59.
Yeah, we also have a medical doctor on staff, nurse practitioner, chiropractic, acupuncture. We have all the diagnostics here so that, you know, you can feel very assured that you have the support, you know, of a whole healthcare professional team that is behind the massage therapist too.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. Have you ever been curious about how acupuncture can benefit your health? The Prather Practice has received the Indy A-List Award for Best in Acupuncture for 2 years in a row. And we've been rated the top acupuncture provider by Google+. Dr. Robert Prather is a board-certified licensed acupuncturist. He's earned a reputation for combining effective acupuncture-based techniques with cutting-edge technology to help patients with many conditions. Acupuncture is documented and proven to help with many health issues, including pain, allergies, addiction control, anxiety, fatigue, vision problems, infertility, and so much more. We even have needle-free options for those who are a bit squeamish around needles. Call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment and experience the benefits of acupuncture for yourself. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. We're talking today about body composition analysis. I said it that time.
Excellent.
BCA. And we're going to break down now all the components that are in the body composition analysis. This is one of
our the first diagnostic we do. It's actually done by our medical assistant before you come in and mm-hmm. see the patient on their new patient appointment. So let's talk about the first thing, the body mass index. This is a big indicator, the BMI. Insurance sure. now wants it on, they call it a meaningful use. They want it on the initial mm-hmm. for people. Me as an occupational therapist, they also want it on my initial note. So a very important indicator. We, however, think the body fat percentage is more important, but sure. But the body mass index is, let's talk about that.
Yeah, body mass index is how they determine, you know, your rates for, sometimes for health insurance, definitely for life insurance. It's mm-hmm. one thing they look at. Doctors are always going to be talking to people about their body mass index. And it's become a real big deal mm-hmm. and something that is definitely growing in America.
The body.
Body mass, yeah.
Body mass. I got it.
But it is sort of the considered a critical part of people's health within the healthcare community. Mm-hmm. Now, all it measures is your height and weight, and then you do a mathematical computation, and then you get the body mass index. Mm-hmm. But that can be rather deceiving. If you are a weightlifter, you know, things like that, you really work out, you could be ranked as obese and be in great shape. Mm-hmm. You can be some skinny gal who doesn't work out ever, who doesn't have really, you know, as we're looking at the percentages mm-hmm. of what's going on in your body, the percentages don't add up. So for a body mass index, what they consider, you know, sort of the gold standard is that you want to be a 30, for a female, 30% or less on mm-hmm. your body mass index. For a male, 25% less. And that's sort of the area that kind of, is a separation between being obese and non-obese.
Mm-hmm. So with the body mass index.
Right, body mass index. So that's how, as you go into almost every physician, that's what they're going to be looking at to determine, what a lot of your health standards. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, you know, your fat the composition of your body really makes up a tremendous amount of health, because it not only does it affect you physically, but it also affects your circulation. It affects your pH of your body, how well your physiology works. It's a very important aspect of what's going on with your health and well-being. Mm-hmm. However, my feeling, and in our office, body mass index is not very accurate.
Okay.
We're not impressed with it. Mm-hmm. And for telling us what the total health of the body is.
Yeah, so we have it on there, on the report from the BCA.
Correct.
People need that. But let's talk about the fat percentage. That's what we find.
That's what we
find.
Now, again, what I said is the body composition analysis tells us really what your fat content is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how fat you are.
Mm-hmm.
And then it also tells us, you know, your muscle, bone, water content. So it gives us a really good breakdown of where you truly are.
Mm-hmm.
It's a much more accurate picture of what's going on. I had one gentleman who came in, and we told him that we were going to do a body composition analysis. He says, oh boy, you know, here we go again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to hear from the doctor that I need to start, you know, I'm too fat, and I need to get everything, you know, all down
and
skinny.
And he was a big gentleman, a big girth.
Right.
Yeah.
And we did the body composition analysis, and I said, no, actually, you're pretty good on your makeup. Mm-hmm. His BMI, he has one from his genetics,
mm-hmm.
really, really big bones.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got a lot of bone weight.
Uh-huh.
And then he's got a lot of muscle, and it's distributed differently than the average person.
Mm-hmm.
And then he actually had about a 21% fat percentage.
21% body 21 fat percentage.
Body fat percentage.
BMI was
35%.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody was saying, you know, you're fat, you got to lose weight. And he says, you know, I've been trying and I doesn't really, you know, there's not too much and I feel awful when I do. And I said, you don't need to lose weight. You don't need to lose fat. You're below the 25%. You're pretty close to the ideal, which is 20%. Maybe you could lose a little bit.
Well, I think he did after you told him. It just gave him freedom.
Right.
And encouragement.
Right. Because he was really frustrated because it wasn't a true, accurate measurement of what was going on in him.
Right. I think we here in the United States, it's all about skinny.
Correct.
And skinny, you talk about this, the brown fat can even be more unhealthy.
Well, you've got the brown fat, and then you've also got skinny fat, is what I like to describe it as. So another example is I had a lady who was about 60 who came in.
Mm-hmm.
And she could wear a size 2, and she says, oh, my doctor just raised about my BMI. And we did the body composition analysis, and she had a 35% fat percentage.
More than half, I mean, 35% of
35%
her little body.
Ouch.
And you had to tell her that?
I had to tell her that because she never worked out.
Did she come back?
And I said, we need to, and I never tell people that they need to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that I don't really care what your weight is,
mm-hmm.
as long as it's a good distribution. Well, I mean, you know, that you can get too skinny and you could put on too much muscle. But within normal types of functioning. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Not taking drugs and things like that. But there is a percentage of what your water should be. There should a perfect percentage of what your fat percentage should be, what your muscle, what your bone should be according to each person. So looking at that, it really gives us a much clearer picture. So I'm much more concerned about the fat percentage than I am about what you weigh. And I really don't care what your BMI is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as I'm working, I need to report that.
We got to put in our notes.
We got to put it in our notes, and we do that. But but it can be deceiving and can be missed. Now, for the general population, 80% of the people, yeah, that's fine. But there's a lot of correlation. But there's a lot of things that are off on that. You can have some real muscular guy or gal who, when we do a BMI on them, they show up as obese, and we do a body composition, and they've got 14% body fat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, no, you don't have to worry about it.
Right. That makes sense.
Right, and even then I had like some young gal who was about 25 and she was really trying to keep healthy and she had this idea of the perfect model body.
Mm-hmm.
And when I checked her on her body fat percentage, she was in the athletic range for a female. So she was at 18%, which is that's like Olympic level body fat percentage. You know, that's for a real athlete.
That's what I'm shooting for.
And I'm like, you don't need to lose any fat. Because she was complaining about, you know, that she just didn't look right. And it's like, no, you're fine. You know, the last thing you need to do is to lose fat percentage. Matter of fact, if you get married and want to get pregnant, you might need to put on a little bit more fat.
Because
you can go too low, too.
Right.
You know, there is.
How did she take that news?
Well, she didn't really believe me.
Uh-huh.
But I really worked on giving her the concept. Now, I talked about some of the things that she could do just to improve things, you know, a little bit more. But it was a situation where I had to convince her that, she looked good. And that everything was fine, and really, you shouldn't try to go in the direction that she was going, trying to lose those extra pounds, mm-hmm. because she had a bigger bone structure, she had more muscle, and while she was actually doing some competitions, things like that, uh-huh. and they did BMI on her.
Uh-huh.
And they said, oh, your BMI is awful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, then she would try to get that BMI perfect, and it had no concept of the reality of where she was. It wasn't individually tailored.
Right.
So her BMI was close to 30%, but her actually fat percentage was 14%. And she was trying to...
I think you said 18%.
I mean, 18%, right. Uh-huh. Yeah. 18, I was thinking of, yeah, you don't want to go below 14%.
Right.
And that's where I was telling her, you can't get down to there because then everything's kind of, you know, your whole system can start to have some real problems.
Mm-hmm.
So she was at 18%. I said, that's perfect. Don't mess with that.
Right.
And she was like, you know, but she said, but my BMI.
Uh-huh.
That had been driven into her head. And it's like, forget BMI. You know, that's not uh-huh. where you are.
Right.
You'll make yourself sick.
Right. When we come back, more on the body composition analysis.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
I want to have one no-carb diet. A Girl Scout came to the door. She had cookies. I said, I think you're going to win the trip to Washington this year. This will be fine for now. Go back and get the rest of the troop.
Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrated practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
We're talking today about body composition analysis, BCA. And Dr. Prather, you've been talking about the BMI versus body fat percentage. And so why is BMI not as true of a picture as body fat percentage?
It's not as scientific. Mm-hmm. In other words, it doesn't really give the breakdown of truly what's going on in the body. It is accurate for 80% of the people. But those other 20%, it can cause either a false satisfaction or a false picture. Mm-hmm. It's just like the one gal who was trying to actually followed her BMI, was had a great BMI. But she had a 35% fat percentage, and all she was concerned about was keeping that skinny appearance, mm-hmm. and not really being healthy. And that can really damage your health.
Right.
So you know,
because
I
like my BMI score better than my body fat percentage. I'm working personally on my body fat percentage, but been an athlete all my life.
Right.
You know, so the muscle. So it is deceiving because my BMI reads great. My body fat percentage needs work.
Sure.
Yeah.
And just the opposite for me.
Uh-huh.
My BMI.
Oops. Radio listeners, I just stuck my tongue out at them. Who asked you?
But when I do my body composition analysis, I'm in pretty good shape.
Uh-huh. Right. And so. And you have the bigger bones. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, it's just the whole thing. We look at the external, you know.
Right, right.
If someone's skinny, we think they're healthy.
Well, that's a culture.
Uh-huh.
You know, we have a culture of that. Whereas in other countries, if you're skinny, you're ugly.
Or you may be malnourished.
Right,
you know,
right.
In some countries.
Yeah, that would just be stupid in other countries. You know,
when I was in Africa, in Mali, one of the poorest countries in the world.
Right.
And I was in the villages. Those people were healthy.
Right.
They were not around refined sugar.
Right.
You know.
They had excellent food.
A lot of fiber.
Right.
And they were manually working. You know, you should have seen those muscles on those women.
Yeah. And really what we're looking for is healthy. And we need to get out of the stereotypes of BMI and all those types of things. And just work on and really, you know, if people are really looking at it, healthy is beauty.
Mm-hmm. Healthy is beauty.
Yeah.
Right. Well, so why is fat percentage so important?
Well, if your fat percentage goes off, well, either way, if you go too low, that can start to damage organs in the body. Women can't reproduce. Men can't reproduce if they go too low. Mm-hmm. And then organs start shutting down. So going too low on your fat percentage is something that you shouldn't do, but that's not people's main problem.
Mm-hmm.
The people's main problem right now, 60% of all adults in America are obese. Mm. And for females, the number, when you're talking about obesity, it's a fat percentage of 30% or greater. And then you can get into morbid obesity, which is 45% or greater. So if you start to get into those numbers, your chances of type 2 diabetes increase dramatically. Increased risk for cancer, increased risk for cardiovascular disease. And the higher that you go in fat percentage, the harder it is to lose weight, which is a really interesting phenomenon. In other words, if you eat a big meal, your thermogenesis normally, if you're at a good fat percentage, your thermogenesis kicks in and your calorie burning increases by 75%. Mm. For someone who's morbid obesity and you eat a meal, your thermogenesis only increases 10%. Mm. You start to see the problem.
Right.
So it becomes a real vicious cycle. The more fat you put on, the more the body has a tendency and has geared itself now. It changes how your brain works. It changes your nervous system. It changes your endocrine system. It changes your pH. It changes your immune system. And it changes, just your entire physiology of how your body works, mm-hmm. which is really devastating to the system. So, you know, when we talk about homeostasis is balance. And there is a perfect balance for you, which we can determine from your body composition analysis, and then work on that imbalance if it has occurred. For men, the fat percentage when you become obese on the body composition analysis is 25%. And then morbid obesity is 40%. So, people, and having that wake-up call, because mm-hmm. when I sit down and I tell someone that they're morbid obese, they're going, oh, mm-hmm. wow, I didn't even think about that.
Right.
You know, I knew I needed to lose weight and that I needed to get into that, but I'm actually morbid obesity.
Right. And you said it increases risk for diabetes.
Yeah.
And we have a
We have a crisis on that. It's getting much, much worse. Mm-hmm. We have a, cardiovascular. Matter of fact, the fat percentage, the higher fat percentage that people are experiencing right now is the main reason that this next generation will not live as long as their parents' generation.
Mm. The obesity?
The obesity crisis.
Okay.
And so getting your fat percentage, working on your fat percentage, keeping an eye on your fat percentage so it doesn't, because it can creep up on you pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just kind of, you know, you increase, 2%.
You're going along
year.
In your 20s, pretty good, 30s, and then you're so busy.
Right, right.
this is my story, you know, your 40s, like, oh, what happened?
Yeah.
You know? Taking care of everybody else.
Sure, sure.
And, you're right.
Yeah.
50s, surprise.
Right. So we like to do that fat percentage, at least, the body composition analysis, definitely on every new patient, and then at least once a year.
So why do most diets not work?
Well, interestingly enough, when you go on a diet, the body has a mechanism to try to preserve the fat. The reason is that's your storage, that's your survival.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really are starving, then you use the fat. But when you first start to lose weight, from a diet, you first start to burn up muscle and organ tissue. You don't start burning fat. The fat isn't what your body utilizes.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is you lose a lot of weight, and I had somebody who said that they wanted to do one of the diets that are out there.
Yeah.
And
you're not going to mention the name.
Well, Atkins. He wanted to do the Atkins diet. And I said, well, let's just do, let's do some testing on you.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a body composition analysis. You know, he did it for a little while. And he says, I'm just so proud. I've lost 25 pounds. This diet works great.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, okay, let's do a body composition analysis.
Did you burst his bubble?
I really burst his bubble.
Mm.
So he had a 30% body fat. And when, after he had done the diet, he had a 38% body fat.
Mm. So his body fat went up.
Right,
because he had lost muscle. Unhealthy. He lost muscle.
And he's like, what the heck?
Yeah.
And then I said, well, now when you go off of it, let's just see what, are you going to go off of it? He said, yeah, this is terrible. So he went off of it, and he remained at a 35% body fat percentage. So he went from, because of the diet, he went from 30% to 35%
mm-hmm.
on his fat percentage.
Well,
and
yeah.
That's what happens. So people go on diets, and they did a study on that, study after study study, saying that after 5 years, people who diet are fatter, have a higher fat percentage than those who never dieted at all.
Mm-hmm.
So finding out how to do it scientifically, so medical weight loss, having someone who's actually watching that, making sure that you're losing the fat percentage, is what's really critical. Forget weight.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the important thing. It's the fat percentage that you really have to work on to keep you healthy.
Well, and what word is in diet? D-I-E. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about a better way to lose that body fat.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, what is diathermy?
The way that we like to describe it to people is it's a large coiled magnet that produces a shortwave beam that goes into the body. The main thing that we like it is increasing circulation. The most common thing that we use it for is drainage of the ears, otitis media.
Mm-hmm.
The ear pain, the ear infections, for any mom who's been up with a little one screaming the entire night knows how wonderful it would be to get that under control.
Yeah.
I think about one little guy who was just starting to walk, and he had a terrible ear infection. The antibiotics, you know, hadn't really kicked in or done anything at that point. They had heard that we do take care of otitis media, and that we could make a pretty quick cure. And the husband was a little bit skeptical, but they both came in. Because mom had been up all night and didn't want to drive in. And she looked like, oh, help me. Uh-huh. And the little guy was just, you know, thrashing and in so much pain. So we brought him in, and 15 minutes on the diathermy. He was laughing and, you know, looking around and waving at everybody. And they just kind of looked at me like, what the heck just happened? How did this occur? And we find that 15 minutes on the diathermy will just take away the pain, just like that. So it's something that is very easy to do, safe, very effective, and people just are amazed by the changes that occur in their sinuses and those eustachian tubes and in those ears. And moms can bring in, get their child done, and they're good.
Yeah. That child's not continually going on antibiotic after antibiotic, destroying their gut and their
weakening the immune system. You can cause too many antibiotic treatments can cause permanent damage to the immune system. Much better way of treatment is the diathermy unit. Anyone with any type of ear problems, you know, ear infection, otitis media, going up into the sinuses and vertigo, also tinnitus, extremely important for tinnitus. So any of our patients with tinnitus, the recommendations are always to have diathermy, because the diathermy does make an absolutely incredible difference with the tinnitus and getting that under control.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
We're talking today about body composition analysis, BCA. Dr. Prather, we were talking about diet and why they don't work.
Right.
And talked about, you know, a better way. Does the Prather Practice help with weight loss?
Yes, it does. We have to. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're trying to get people healthy and you ignore, actually not weight loss. I always like to correct people, because people think about pounds, and it's fat percentage. So what we do is we help people to normalize the body composition of their
homeostasis.
So we help people to achieve homeostasis, and that's what we're all about. So no, we aren't really into weight loss. What we are into is homeostasis in the body, and the fat percentage has a huge effect on the homeostasis of the system.
Okay. And we're going to keep people hungry for that, because we're going to talk more about our program for that next week.
So next week we're going to talk about how to lose the fat.
Right. So let's talk. We have one more segment.
I like that. You keep them hungry for that. That's a real good line.
That is a good line, but I'm ready to move on.
Okay, sorry.
You're looking at me like you thought you were funny.
I thought I was really funny.
Okay, so we're talking about the body composition analysis that we do at the Prather Practice, at the initial visit that each patient has. And let's talk about the water percentage and why that's important. We're talking about inter and extracellular water and how hydrated, because the body is made out of, is made of water.
Sure.
Predominantly, correct?
Sure. When you're born, you're 60% water. And to be healthy, that's the ideal percentage that you should maintain. If you get down to less than 50%, then you're dehydrated.
Okay.
And that also affects the physiology of the body, the homeostasis of the system. So You know, it's important to make sure that you've got enough water. And a lot of people are dehydrated, and that also affects the physiology. One of the things is it's very difficult to lose fat percentage if you are dehydrated, because the body just won't allow you to do that. So making sure that you're well hydrated is an important aspect of losing the fat. Also, for the physiology of the body, if you don't have enough water in the system, that starts to change the pH. It increases toxins, increases the risk for an awful lot of things that start to occur in the system.
What is extracellular and intracellular water?
It's the fluid, the water that's inside the cells and outside the cells. And that's not only do you need to know what percentage of water that you have in your whole system, which is plays a big role on your health and well-being, but there needs to be a balance between the two. So a perfect balance is 50-50. So inside your cells, you need 50% of your water. Outside your cells, you need 50%. If that starts to shift, then that backs up the exchange between the inside and the outside. So if you have too much water outside or too much water inside, then the cells can't get rid of the toxins and they can't bring in the nutrients. So you start to get, toxins. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we, recently there was a real interesting case where this gal had hypertension. And she was having problems getting that under control. The medications weren't working. Everything that she was trying and even finding out what the problem was. And we did this and found that there was a real big gap between her intracellular and extracellular water. Mm-hmm. So we gave her some supplements, gave her a few things, changed the water that she was drinking, and it balanced it out, the intracellular, extracellular, and the blood pressure normalized.
Interesting.
Wow. So, and that has a big effect. So why would the blood pressure increase? Well, it was trying to force the body to balance itself out. So it was trying to compensate for it because it couldn't do it on its, trying to get that balanced. Mm-hmm. So when we balanced that out, all of a sudden, now her blood pressure was normal. So that just shows how that can play a big role. Also, if you can keep that balance there, then you can keep the toxins out of the cells. And if you keep the toxins out of the cells, then you no longer have it really decreases the chances for cancer.
And just talk about the important, dehydration.
Right.
What does that do to health?
Well, that puts a lot of stress on the cardiovascular system. Mm-hmm. So, if you're trying to avoid cancer, if you're trying to avoid cardiovascular issues, if you have hypertension, those numbers are really important. Mm-hmm. And as you increase the water percentage, the blood pressure normalizes, whether it's hypo or hypertension. So, again, trying to keep the body in homeostasis. And what we did is we didn't treat her hypertension. What we treated was the cause. Now, we weren't quite sure that was the cause, but we knew we just wanted to balance that out, and all of a sudden, her body went normal for what she was trying to fix.
Mm-hmm. You said the body's 60%?
Very few people have 60%, but that's really where you would like 50. To meet. But you don't want that to go below 50%.
Okay. Well, let's go on to phase angle. That's one of the most important things that you're looking at on this body comp analysis. So what is phase angle?
Phase angle is an electrical measurement, the electrical current around the cells. Mm. So the higher it is, the healthier you are. The lower it is, the less healthy you are. So the highest phase angle we've ever had in the office was an 11, and he was an Olympic athlete.
Okay.
And he just kind of exuded this energy that was absolutely amazing. So for a male, a good healthy phase angle would be an 8.5. And that is just, you get a real good charge along those lines. Mm-hmm. Female, about a 7.5. Okay. Does pretty well. They're
Why
feeling
is our
pretty
lower?
Good. Men just have a little bit higher size, and to maintain our integrity, we need a little bit higher phase angle than females do.
Okay. Interesting.
So as men drop their phase angle, it seems to affect them even more than women do.
Mm-hmm.
So 7.5 is good for a female, 8.5 for a male. When you get down into the 6.5s, people are tired.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really in a disease state, but they are fatigued. Now, when they hit a 5.5, usually people are in a disease state. If you get down to a 4.5, it's critical. In other words, now we're looking at a crisis situation. We need to get you fixed. When I talked before about the lady that I had just seen the day before, who had a low phase angle, and I said, wow, you really don't feel well. You're in chronic fatigue. She had a 4.6.
Mm.
So I knew how she felt.
Mm-hmm.
And she was concerned because she knew how badly she felt, but no one was paying attention. We are.
Mm-hmm.
Because we did a phase angle on her.
Right.
And then if you get to 3.5, it's too late. Now, you would ask, well, why does that electrical current around the cells make such a difference?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is that the first thought that you're thinking?
Yes.
I can see you thinking that. Well, the electrical current around the cells is what brings things. You know, we talked about the water balance.
Right.
That's real important. And when the electrical current around the cells, the intracellular and extracellular starts to break down. Okay? Because
mm-hmm.
you have to have that differentiation. One of the biggest things that the body has is it compartmentalizes things. And if you can compartmentalize things, control the flow back and forth, then you can maintain homeostasis. When the cellular structure starts to break down, which is the main thing of the electrical current around the cell, because it keeps the thing, in other words, the electrical current is the part that says, okay, I want you in the cell, I want you out.
Mm-hmm.
And so if the electrical current starts to break down, then the things outside the cell that shouldn't be coming in can. The things inside the cell that are trying to, that should be going out aren't. So there's a breakdown on that, and then the body can't maintain homeostasis as well. So the phase angle on a cellular level maintains homeostasis of the body.
Interesting.
It's like...
like a gatekeeper.
It's a gatekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh,
mm-hmm.
What we're doing is we're getting down to the root of how homeostasis is maintained. That's the phase angle.
Mm-hmm.
It tells the body on a cellular level how to maintain the homeostasis. And so when the phase angle drops because of the electrical current, then you no longer can maintain homeostasis and the body starts breaking down.
So can a phase angle be raised?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things is everything that you do to bring the body better back into homeostasis makes an incredible difference on the phase angle. So we can actually watch the phase angle, and we've had people who are 4.5 all of a sudden start getting up into the 6.5s, you know, and they're like, wow, I am just so much better. I can't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it shows up in the phase angle. How you're feeling really is right in direct correlation with that phase angle.
Phase angle. Very interesting. Very interesting that this body comp analysis, and is it expensive? No.
It's free.
It's free.
Free coming into our office. We'll do it for free.
Every new patient gets that and gets all that information, amazing
Correct.
Information from that. And then next week, we'll be talking about what, Dr. Prather?
Not weight loss, fat percentage loss.
Fat percentage loss.
So if you're interested in your fat percentage and interested in getting that under control, next week's your week.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather.
Thank you, Lisa.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.